At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. NBA draft tonight. Now, we will not be on the air tomorrow because of the finale of the Phillies-Astros series. However, because we are so committed to you who are listening, we'll be doing a very special YouTube show only where we will react to whatever the Sixers do tonight. That will start around, what, around 1:30, something like that?
Yeah, 1:30-ish.
On the WIP YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to and turn on notifications, all that stuff. If you're watching on YouTube now, we thank you, except for the people that are mean in the comments. I don't even know you exist. I like you for watching, but if you're giving us bad, bad, bad comments, I don't know. So I am going to, it has been, the YouTube big board is actually 11 years old on the podcast, been doing it, do the YouTube big board. The origin of it is that I do not watch college basketball. So while Mike, my podcast partner, watches college basketball and has opinions on them, I would just watch YouTube highlights of the guys and develop my big board over YouTube. I think I've gotten pretty good at it. I've had some good hits. Mm-hmm. I have had some enormous misses as well. I do know what I'm looking at more with basketball than the football YouTube big board, which is sort of like the beginning of the basketball one. So I did not write, I know where most of these guys went to college. I did not write where all of them went to college. So I'm not going to give their college player. But here are my top nine guys based on my YouTube big board.
Nine. Wow.
The Sixers can end up with any one of these guys.
Yeah, especially if they trade back.
Yes. So here they are. Number nine is a guy we've talked about a lot, is Trey Johnson. Now, I know nine sounds low until you find out that Ace Bailey is not on my YouTube big board. So Trey Johnson I have at nine. Everyone who makes the YouTube big board is a player that I like. I like Trey Johnson. He is a fun watch. If you've watched his highlights, he is an outrageous shooter. And the difference between him as a shooter and Knipple as a shooter, at least at this point, is Knipple is very good catch and shoot and sort of standstill shooter. He's not great off the bounce yet. He's not great off the dribble yet. Whereas Trey Johnson is Trey Johnson does all of it. He is an outrageous offensive player. The reason he's not higher is I can't get out of my head. He's not a point guard. He's not like an Anthony Edwards type two guard. That is, he's very, very, very thin. So when I think about NBA starting lineups and I think about the guy in that position needs to be able to hang on defense, I just can't think of a lot of starters like Trey Johnson. I can think of a lot of good NBA players like Trey Johnson. A lot of them are six men. A lot of them are sort of like specialty players. That's why he's not higher. I would be fine if they got Trey Johnson because I think if you can shoot, you can get on the court in the NBA. But next year, he's not a guy I don't think they can hang in the playoffs defensively next year. Number nine is a guy named Neek Clifford. So Neek Clifford.
Stop.
What? Neek?
Neek?
Neek. Neek Clifford.
Is he, did
Clifford.
He play college basketball?
He did. He played at Colorado State. Yeah. The dude, well, Kate Fagan went to Colorado State. Does that matter?
No.
All right. No. Well.
I thought she went to Colorado.
No, I think she went to Colorado. Oh, did she go to Colorado?
I'm not sure.
She might be a Buffalo. You're right. Yeah. You're right. That's Colorado. My bad. Yeah. Neek Clifford is a really, really good wing player. Now, the reason that people have doubts about Nick Clifford higher, because he's already a really good player. He's a good scorer. He's a good shooter. He's a really good passer, and he's a good defender. All those things. He plays hard. He's older. So he's 23, and he's going to be 24 when the season starts next year. Okay. Now,
damn, how long? Where do you go? Well, you said senior. Okay.
Senior. Yeah. So I think the league has changed a little bit in that they used to not like players like this because they don't think their upside is very high.
Right.
But what I tend to think is sometimes players just hit their upside earlier. So sometimes you can have a player at 19 and you start projecting that he's going to get better and better and better and better. They don't always get better and better and better and better, right? Like sometimes they stay where they are. Yep. I think Nick Clifford is immediately a good NBA player. I was really impressed watching him, so I don't think he's a Sixers pick. I think he probably goes 12 or 13. But if they end up, you know, trading back, he could be a guy that I think could help them right away.
So CBS Sports has his comp as Josh Hart.
I think so. Yeah, right. I think that he is high motor, good defensive player, makes the right play with the ball. I think he is a better offensive player than Josh Hart is. But again, he's not playing great competition. Colorado State, Josh Hart looked like a great offensive player in Villanova, and in the NBA, he's not, right?
And by the way, Trey Johnson's comparison was Malik Monk.
I think you think Malik Monk when you see him.
Clifford's a good player. He did well against Maryland in that game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He screams NBA player.
Yes, I think he's an NBA player, like pretty much at the jump. I just don't know how good he ends up getting.
Okay.
Number seven. I screwed this name up on the podcast. I'm going to try. Kasparis Jakučionis.
Absolutely not.
Oh man, that's close.
Okay, you want to talk great YouTube. He is. I remember watching Ricky Rubio as a passer. He is a sick offensive player, specifically a passer. I think he's a good scorer. I think he has good sort of like spatial awareness, sort of the way that that James Harden has. I think he's going to be good. He has to get better as a shooter, but he can get anywhere on the floor. He's a great passer. He's a great ball handler. I think he ends up, at the very worst, a third guard in the NBA. All right.
Cop? Spencer Dinwiddie. I'm giving you CBS's cop.
I think
I can CBS around draft time.
Am I going? I've got to look at the prospects.
So I think he's a much better passer than Dinwiddie. Okay. I think he's built like Dinwiddie, and that he's not like particularly fast.
Okay.
He's not like his athleticism doesn't jump out to you, but you watch him and you're like, oh,
he's a sneaky
athlete.
Baller.
Yeah. He's a baller. Yeah. Right.
Where's he from?
Like Caruso was.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Illinois. No, he went to Illinois.
Illinois. There you go.
He's a college kid?
Yeah.
Well, he's a freshman, though.
I know, but that name doesn't scream college kid.
Oh.
Well,
it sounds like he's European.
Lithuanian. He played on a Lithuanian national team.
So, for what it's worth, I no longer put guys that only have Euro YouTube on my YouTube big board because I've been screwed by those guys too many times.
I would agree with that. I like the ones who have at least come over and play a year.
Like, I watched TLC on YouTube. He looked amazing. I looked Furkan on YouTube. Yeah. He looked amazing. Like, all these guys.
Yeah. TLC is the one that I still can't get over.
Yeah. Well, you see him on his French YouTube thing, and you're like, oh my God, what an athlete. Then he gets the NBA, and you're like, can this guy dunk? All right. Number six, Colin Murray-Boyles.
We don't do hyphens on this show.
Dude, this guy. So he's 6'7".
Don't do hyphens.
But he is great defensive player. Mm-hmm. Sees the floor really well. I think he's similar to Carter Bryant in some ways, but offensively, incredibly strong. Like, he can get to the rim on anybody. Yeah. You want to see, when you see a guy in college, you want to see him either, this is part of the problem with Ace Bailey, is that it feels like sometimes he can't get by anybody. Mm-hmm. You want to see a physical advantage with some of these guys. Colin Murray-Boyles, a physical advantage. We have had problems on the Sixers with strong rebounders, guys, relentless, physicality, those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
He's not like, you see him, he's not built like a power forward, but he is really strong, not scared to dunk on people, good athlete as well. Number
What's
six, 6'7".
6'7".
Yeah, he's got to learn how to shoot. He's not a great shooter yet.
You probably won't like this comp.
Who?
Julius Randle.
I think there's some there.
But
the same way that Julius Randle can bully his way over anybody, I think he is a Julius Randle is a doesn't-see-anything, myopic, just-sees-the-basket.
Yeah.
I think Colin Murray-Boyles is a much better passer than Julius Randle is. Number five is Dylan Harper. We all know about Dylan Harper. I think he's a real good player. And we'll get to it in a second. Jake Fisher still thinks that the Sixers are going to try to trade up to two to get Dylan Harper. If you haven't watched him, he's worth watching. He's just a really good player. He's really good with both hands. Really, really, really good player. Four, I have Edgecombe, who we've talked about a million times. Number three is Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma. He's a small guard. He's like 6'2". He has balls of steel. He is a good finisher. He does. For 6'2", a good finisher. His shooting stats aren't great, but when you watch him shoot, he looks like he can shoot. I guess I just watch it and hope that he'll figure it out. It doesn't look broken or anything.
Yeah.
Great handle, really good passer, fantastic offensive player, balls of steel.
Comp, De'Aaron Fox.
I can see that too. Okay. I can see that too. Number two, Carter Bryant, who I talked about a while ago, Arizona.
I like him.
Incredible defensive player already. Great athlete. Smart on offense. Doesn't mind. I comped him like this. When Kelly Oubre is doing only the things you want him to do,
right,
cutting off ball, playing good defense, you know, getting in there and rebounding, whatever, that's how I see Carter Bryant. And number one, I have Flagg. You know, Cooper Flagg. Yeah.
So no Knipple in your top 10. No.
Well, so it's a YouTube issue. He's just not impressive from a YouTube perspective. I would be totally happy if they wind up with him.
You don't see the smart basketball plays?
I do, and he's a strong player.
Yeah.
He's physically strong, but he's not impressive on YouTube. So he didn't make my YouTube. And usually, I usually don't have the consensus number one as my YouTube.
Yeah.
For me, Cooper Flagg, before he even got to college, when I watched him playing with the Olympic team, I mean, I think he is much better than he even showed at Duke. Yeah. I think Cooper Flagg's going to be awesome, but that's number one.
Guess who his pro comp? Guess who they have his pro comp as?
Cooper Flagg?
Yeah.
Who?
Scotty.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. KOC compared him to Kawhi.
Yeah.
I don't think he is the same.
Kawhi is a
athlete as
Kawhi turned out to be a better offensive player than Scotty, but
yes,
when Kawhi came in, that was Scotty. He was more of a Scotty Pippen type player.
He couldn't shoot.
Yep.
Yeah, and when he came in, or he wasn't a great shooter, mm-hmm, and I don't think anybody saw the isolation game that Kawhi ended up with.
Didn't have it in San Antonio those first 5 years.
No, and against us in the playoffs, and that entire playoff run, he looked like Michael Jordan. He was the closest thing, because he would get to that mid-range jumper, and he has that high release. I never saw that coming out of Kawhi.
Yeah.
So there it is. There's my YouTube big board.
There you go.
There it is. Bunch of guys.
I like it.
There it is. Bunch of guys.
I like it. So good players there.
We wind up with any of those guys, I'll be happy. 215-592-9494. Tony and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hi, Spike, Jack. Happy draft day.
Happy draft.
What up, Tone?
Hey, so, Jack, yesterday I loved your top five at five, but you did have one glaring omission. Spike, you're going to know the one I'm talking about.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In my opinion, the biggest what if in Philadelphia sports history is what if Matt Geiger never agreed to waive his no trade clause? Or he'd.
If he did agree to waive it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, no Iverson.
Yeah, no Iverson. We got Grant Hill.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah. I actually think the trade was Iverson and Matt Geiger, and we only got back Eddie Jones and Glenn Rice.
Oh, you mean when they eventually traded him?
No.
Yeah. No, that was the proposed plan. It was a three-team trade, and I think all we got back was Eddie Jones and Rice.
We were getting Grant Hill.
Yeah, I thought it was Grant Hill.
No, I don't think it. I think the other team got Grant Hill. I'll have to look at
that. Well, that would have been a terrible trade then.
Yes, yes.
It's one thing to trade him, but we're getting, listen, no offense to Eddie.
Good player. Six-man of the year.
Yeah. But you don't give up AI for Eddie Jones.
Actually, he wasn't six-man of the year. Aaron McKee was.
Yeah.
But Eddie Jones is a good player.
Yep.
Wait, you said it was supposed to be Eddie Jones. Oh, and Glenn Rice, who was a good player.
Yeah, if you can look that up. I don't think Grant Hill was in that proposal, but in any case, my guy is VJ Edgecombe.
Yeah, everybody loves VJ.
I just got to say, Elliot.
Text BK
awesome
and find out with him.
There you go. You should. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What do you like about VJ?
I was going to say that Elliot was on something yesterday with the whole Kevin Durant comparison with Ace Bailey.
It's crazy. By the way, Tony, he doubled down by our Eagles reporter, by the way, and we'll get to this in a little bit, spent time between yesterday and today creating like a third grader level video comparison of Ace Bailey and Kevin Durant. By the way, there's one of Ace Bailey hitting a three and then one of Kevin Durant hitting a three. And you're like, oh, man, same guy or whatever. He is psychotic. I think, Tony, I don't know if this started as a bit and now he's convinced himself or he convinced himself and now it's a bit. I can't figure out what his thing with Ace Bailey is.
Well, the thing is, Spike, and you got to be a little careful with your YouTube draft board. Do you remember the last guy who was compared to Kevin Durant, and he looked like him in all the YouTube highlights, and everybody's freaking out saying he's the next Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Thon Maker. Do you remember Thon Maker?
Oh, yeah, Milwaukee picked him.
I like Thon Maker. I like Thon Maker coming out. That was a bad one. Yeah, no, that was terrible.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Now, I think he lied about his age. I think his age.
Yeah, he turned out to be like 30.
Yeah.
And we never saw him again.
Yeah, I'm not. There is a chance, by the way, Tony. I just want to set everyone up. As negative as I've been about Ace Bailey, there is a chance they take Ace Bailey tonight. There's two different things that could happen. One, they could just take Ace Bailey and keep him, and they wanted him all along, and maybe, you know, whatever. Or the second thing is they could take Ace Bailey, and then we're waiting around to see if they have a trade with Washington or New Orleans or any of the teams behind, or maybe even Brooklyn. So what I would caution everyone is whoever they pick at three, wait till after at least the lottery is over to be sure that that is the player we have.
I'm firing off tweets as soon as they pick.
Oh, really? All right.
We don't have time to wait.
Do you think he pulls an Eli Manning if we do draft him?
No. I don't think there's any chance he says, I am not coming and playing for
and
you.
And in defense of him, I know everybody got all bent out of shape. He wouldn't work out here. But he didn't work out for any team.
Right, nobody.
So had he worked out for other teams and just decided he wasn't going to work out for the Sixers, then we could take it a little more personal that he doesn't want to play here. I think he's just trying to find a good spot for himself individually that eventually he'll be able to cash in on financially. I think it's small-minded thinking on his part, but I think that's what he's trying to do, and his agent.
It seems like he wants to be in Washington. There's aside from not working out here, see, here's how the workout thing works. He's not going to work out for Dallas because who cares? He's not going to work out for San Antonio because they're not taking him anyway. He doesn't want to go.
But you would have thought he should have wanted to work out for San Antonio.
Well, yeah, try to convince him.
Yeah.
He apparently does not want to go to Philadelphia, Charlotte, or Utah. And that would put the math at that he wants to try to get himself to the Wizards. The first player ever to try to get himself to the Wizards.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right, Tony. Thank you for the call, man. Yeah, I don't... If they want Ace Bailey, they're going to take Ace Bailey. And there have been some people who are like, well, he's going to be mad. And I find it very hard to believe that he's going to try to pull some sort of power play if they call him and say, we're picking you, and also we want you to be on the Sixers.
Yeah.
Like that starts being bad news.
Yeah, because if the Sixers really like him, you take him, and you just massage the ego. It's a young, fragile ego. You can massage that. By the way, my GOAT sat on the bench for 2 years.
Right, right.
Sat on the bench for his first 2 years.
Right.
So, and I think he is easily a top three player of all time in Kobe Bryant. So it's not the end of the world if he has to come and sit.
No.
And not play as many minutes as he wants to, chucking up shots every night.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the worst thing.
I like they're thinking about the second contract. The second contract's after 5 years.
That's a long way. Yeah, that's a ways away. Yeah.
There are plenty of guys who've gotten big contracts after having one good year at the end or two good years at the end.
And by the way, worked out for Maxey. When Maxey first got drafted here, he didn't know where he fit in at.
Right.
I think Maxey was on the bench, right, his first year?
He played, but.
I know he played, but I don't think he was a starter, though, right?
No, he wasn't.
He had that one stretch where we were like 30. Plus against Utah when Harden and Embiid were out. But
yes.
So did he come the year Harden got traded here or that next year when Harden came back and played? I'm trying to think, how long has Maxey been here?
Was the year when Harden got traded halfway through the year here?
That's what I'm thinking. Was it that year? Was that his rookie year?
Weren't we arguing of trading Maxey for him?
No, it was a Simmons thing.
Yeah, it was the Ben Simmons.
No, I know there was, but I think there was a...
Oh, beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we didn't know what Maxey was still.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Maxey's been here 5 seasons. So,
so he's already played 5 seasons.
Yes.
Okay. Or is he going into his fifth year?
This is ridiculous.
Because he wasn't here prior to the
pandemic.
He was
a rookie the year they lost to Atlanta, so 2021.
21, yeah. So this is his fifth season coming up.
This is fifth season coming up.
Yeah. Right? He has played 5 years because they didn't give him the extension before.
I think
his
Spike
final
is
year.
Right. Yes, they gave him, they made him play. They talked him into playing that last year of his deal.
Yeah,
his rookie year was 2021, 20 to 2021.
Right.
So the year they lost the
Hawks. So he has played 5 years. Hmm? He's played 5 seasons.
Yeah. So I remember they had that game down in Atlanta that they didn't play very well in.
But, yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, so he was on that team.
Yes,
that lost,
but he was
to
on the
Atlanta.
Bench.
Yes,
yeah,
okay.
And that's why there was talk of would you trade him for Harden?
And by the way, like when you talk work ethic, and he
worked his butt off.
He did, and that was part of the reason they drafted him because when you look at his draft profile, they didn't know about his shot. He didn't have
agree.
He's pulling up from 27 feet now, and he's a really good 3-point shooter. I didn't even believe it when it was happening.
Yeah.
Because A, he didn't profile as a great shooter. B, it didn't look right to me. But he busted his ass and became a really good 3-point shooter. That doesn't always work if you work hard, but it doesn't happen unless you do. And that's why those things are important. I think it's why they took Jared McCain. They see him as having a good positive locker room influence and a good player as well, or a hard worker as well.
So 2021.
Yeah, 2021.
2021, yes.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah.
The second COVID season.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494. Who's your guy for tonight? Getting a lot of edge comb.
lot of Edgecombe.
People have talked themselves into Edgecombe. Yeah. You know, they like that he wants to be here. I understand that. I understand that.
He seems like a, I mean, the super athlete.
Yeah.
Seems like he's going to play good defense athlete from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next, you know, Wednesdays at 4:30, we do Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, but we have a very just sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? A disappointing announcement about Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. That we didn't want to do it publicly, but I feel like we have to do it publicly, right?
That's us.
Yeah.
Everything is brought on the air.
Yeah, that's everything. Us. All right. 205-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. NBA draft tonight. Who's your guy? Everyone's saying VJ Edgecombe. Ike's guy, Trey Johnson. Mine, Carter Bryant. Jack's Con Knipple.
I can't believe you didn't have Knipple in your top 10.
He's not a YouTube guy.
Yeah, but I said he...
I had him honorable mention.
That's good.
I had him honorable mention, and I had Cedric Coward honorable mention. I don't know if you know about Cedric Coward.
You said his name is Cedric Coward?
Yes. Dude.
They cannot... Is it Howard or is it Coward?
Coward.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, come on, man.
But here's the great thing.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Here's the great thing. Is that he's a really good three-point shooter. He's tall, whatever, more like Kevin Durant than Ace Bailey. But we had shoot a three Coward for Ben Simmons.
Who could forget?
But we could do shoot a three Coward for Coward, and he'll actually shoot the threes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, great shirt. Shoot a three Coward.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So there's just a video I saw on Twitter of Ace Bailey at the Mets game last night.
Yeah.
And these fans kind of did what we did to Myles Garrett.
Screaming at him that they want
like, Sixers!
Yeah.
Miles, it didn't seem like Ace Bailey was feeling it.
Yeah, some Sixers stuff?
Yeah, like at the game, they were like, Sixers! Like, come
even
to Sixers.
At a New York game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he skirted and went the other way.
Oh, shocker.
Oh, damn.
I think does not want to be a Sixer.
I think the Nets want him. It, like, here's what...
If I were the Nets, I would want him.
I think...
Where are the Nets at?
Eight. They have four first-round picks tonight. And potentially willing to take on Paul George.
Ooh.
So there's a 50% chance we get some Sixers chaos tonight.
And we got some past dealings with the Nets. We did. I mean
we got James Harden from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
there is a chance we get some chaos tonight. The chaos trade with Brooklyn is 8 Cam Johnson, maybe who's that center they have that I like? Can't shoot free throws.
Oh, Nick Claxton?
Nick Claxton. No. That works.
Clackety clack.
Speedy Claxton?
It worked. First of all, Claxton ends up being a fine starting center when Embiid is not playing. Mm-hmm. Cam Johnson fits in perfectly. We move back to 8. We give them 3. They've also got 3 other first-round picks in tonight's draft. So I'm just saying there is a possibility of some chaos. A Paul George to Brooklyn trade, maybe he ends up on a third team. I don't know.
Right.
There's a possibility. I know he has not told me. I know when I say I know because people know that. I know.
When you say you know.
Well, I just know Morey wants to trade. There's no way Morey just wants to sit there and take a player. He will if he has to. I know he is trying to create a situation where he gets a player he wants and gets more stuff from somebody else. That's what he wants to do. It's what he always wants to do. He wants to optimize the situation that they're in. So, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you want the Sixers to draft tonight? VJ Edgecombe leading at 40.7%. Ace Bailey at 25.7%, and Con Knipple at 22.3%. Trey Johnson there at 11.3%.
I feel like people just don't know Trey Johnson enough.
Yes. We haven't talked about him that much. Yeah. They would like him if they watched.
But he's going to be a Sixer. If I had to bet, I think it's Trey Johnson. At some point ends up being a Sixer.
Really?
Yeah. That's my gut.
He is the one that looks like he has slid down a little bit to that six or seven range.
If they move back, you can see him get back there in that range.
Well, in KOC's newest mock, I think he has Knipple at 4 to Charlotte.
I saw the Nip moving up the draft.
The Nip has moved up the draft. The Nip is standing. No, I guess you don't want to do that.
There you go.
So, you know, we have something very, very serious to discuss before we get back to the Sixers draft situation. And, you know, at 4:30 on Wednesdays, we like to give our Insider of the Year power ranking.
Of course.
And Elliot is the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year champion. He won the 2025 Insider of the Year, and he has ranged anywhere from 1 to 4 on the power rankings in recent weeks since we started doing it. However, now he is not banned from the list.
Make that clear.
He is not. Elliot Shore Parks is on probation for Eagles Insider of the Year and Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
And why is that?
This is not something we wanted to do. It is something that we take very seriously. We take Eagles Insider of the Year very seriously. There are a few reasons that Elliot is on probation. The first thing is that we feel like he has become an Eagles elitist. An Eagle-elitist. In that he says everything they do is good, and he uses it to say that everything all the other teams do are bad. We may, as recently as a year ago, he was arguing that the Sixers were a great run organization. The Phillies he is completely turned against.
I would say now it's like just anger.
Yeah, and he, it's just the Eagles' elitism and the fact that he rated Quinion Mitchell ahead of Zach Wheeler in his top 11.
Still the most egregious thing during top 11 week was this certain people who had Wheeler in the eight range.
So that's the first thing. The second thing, reason he's on probation, is that he should be trying to be an Eagles Insider of the Year, not making Ace Bailey videos. Like, what is he doing?
I know.
Now, we give him credit. He's creating content when a lot of the other insiders have disappeared.
Just on the beach somewhere.
But this is not the kind of content we need from Elliot. We need Eagles insider content. So we are worried about what he is spending his time doing.
And again, the video, we can't stress this enough.
It's a horrible video. He spent his time doing that.
And it's like on like a third grade level.
Did he just learn how to start doing these?
I found out
how to do them at all.
Dude, the quality of the
video. Yeah, the quality of it.
Well, it's like he took whatever video he found on the internet and degraded the quality of it by 75,000%. It's so grainy, you can't even tell who's in the video.
It's like the old, you know, when you watch the European players in the draft, like the that was shot on.
100%.
Like the Darko Milicic or whatever.
Milicic.
The tapes that he was on.
Yes.
That's the quality that Elliot's putting out there.
Yeah, so we're real worried
high
about
high school level.
Yeah, we're real worried about what he is spending his time doing.
I'm watching the video again.
What do you think? What's your big takeaway?
Well, but meanwhile, he's making this video. A report came out yesterday that NFL owners are colluding against players. He could be getting quotes from people. He could be getting it local information. Instead, he's making Ace Bailey hype videos.
And horrible Photoshops.
Horrible Photoshops.
Which I can't tell if is it a bit or is it
not
serious?
A bit? And then the other thing is his ranking of NFL franchises yesterday was so, he forgot the Raiders existed.
Didn't know they existed, yeah.
He didn't know there were two Soldier Fields.
Soldier Fields?
Yeah.
He said he spent hours Googling.
Yes.
Why?
And what? Were you
For
Googling?
What purpose? To tweet that?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Y'all rough, man.
But like, what's the point?
He's on probation. He's not suspended. He is not excluded.
We're monitoring
the situation, yes. With Elliot. And we feel like we pushed him to become Eagles Insider of the Year in the last award. And yes, this is a nudge on Elliot. We need you to start go birdsing it up.
Yeah.
You know, we need you to become an Eagles Insider.
I'm actually surprised because he's such an Eagles guy now.
He really is.
Yeah, well, such an Eagles guy.
Again, you know, we don't know when the ring ceremony is. Something tells me Elliot thinks he's getting
there.
A ring.
He's getting there.
Thinks he's getting a ring. Thinks he's on the team. Not on the team.
Well, and why is he's so pro-Eagles and anti-everybody else? Everybody else is, they're done, they're
cooked.
Start over.
Bryce is cooked, Embiid's cooked, George is cooked. He wanted to trade Wheeler and Schwarber. They have the most wins in the National League.
Gotta shake it up.
I forgot he said that yesterday.
They should just start building for the future. And I said, well, isn't there a chance he could win the World Series this year? He goes, well, yeah, but. No. Yeah, but.
Well, and for years he would say, well, it's easy to say that they're not going to win a championship.
Yeah, and that's what he's doing now.
Of course, it's easy to say that the Phillies won't win the World Series.
Of course, most teams won't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does it mean you just, with the team playing the way they are, It doesn't mean you just trade everyone.
He's literally in first place yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
He's like,
trade everyone.
Go and trade everybody.
Not just in first, not just in first place, but first place. Like, they have one less win than the Dodgers, I think. The Dodgers, who we all thought was the might break the wins record this year. All right, 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Ike tells you about the great way for you to get your hair replaced.
Yeah, grow hair.
Yeah,
or replace.
Replace.
Restore it. Whichever one you want to do.
However you want to do it.
All right, this 4th of July, we're honoring the U.S. of A., right? That's what we do. And keeping it local with Glad Hair by Morgenstern Medical, who are right here in Bala Cynwyd. Don't skip the overseas gamble. Glad Hair is all about real results, expert care, and hair restoration that's made in the USA and trusted by Philly guys just like you. Go local. Go Glad. Check out Glad Hair this 4th of July. Visit GladHairMM.com or give them a call at 610-980-4000 for your complimentary consultation.
215-592-9494. Mike in Marlton, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, nothing much. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, dude.
What up, Mike?
We're doing great.
Oh, yeah. So, can I add another reason why Elliott Shore Park shouldn't be Insider of the Year?
Of course.
Again, probation.
Probation. Right. Sorry.
Just add to it, I guess. I was on TikTok, and I saw another one of his crazy ideas, and I wanted to comment, and his comments were turned off. And then I went to his Instagram, and a lot of his posts, he has his comments turned off. What's that about? Can you guys?
He does have his comments turned off.
So I have to be honest with you, Mike. I see where Elliott is coming from here. Sometimes the issue with doing what Elliott does or what we do on social media is that the comments oftentimes get overtaken by people who want to be overly rude and negative about it. And it's sort of like if, at least for me sometimes, what happens is like you know that you can't help responding to those people. So to eliminate the urge to respond to those people, you just turn the comments off. So I hear what you're saying. You want to be able to tell him he's full of it. I get it. The problem is that people get so mean online. Like when we do it on the phones, when people disagree with us on the air, there is a certain amount, I won't say decorum, but after we argue, everybody like pumps fists and walks away and we're all good. Online, people are like, they're just lunatics. They make you feel bad about yourself.
So. Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, so I hear what
life's
you're saying.
Too short.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I understand why Elliott does it. Like, I'll just say this. People on my Instagram, like I'll post a picture of my dog and they're like, you shouldn't have your job because of what you think about Jalen Hurts. And I'm like, that's my dog. Like my dog doesn't even know who Jalen Hurts is, you know. So
but you're not advocating for players to bet on themselves in sports.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. You also make a really good point there.
But my main point of the call was the Brooklyn Nets tonight actually have 5 first round picks.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all nighters to all time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, right. I thought it was four. You're right. It's five now.
So they have the number 8, 19, 22, 26, 27. And I'm thinking that they could give three of those for the guy who's been campaigning for himself to be a New York Net, which is Ace Bailey. So I'm thinking if they could get a couple first-round picks for them to jump up to the three spot, maybe with some extra first-round picks or a player or two like Paul George, and this is a big maybe, but to try and get a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo. What are your thoughts on that, and do you think that is feasible whatsoever?
No. I don't think they have what it takes. First of all, it seems like now, look, we didn't know Luka was going to get traded. He got traded. It doesn't seem – there haven't been any Giannis rumors, really. It seems like everybody wanted Giannis to ask
right.
out.
They want him to force a trade.
But whoever – there are so many teams that could offer more than we could at the moment. I don't think – adding in like the 20th pick in an already weak draft, or the 17th and the 20th, and like I just don't think it gets it done. I think my gut tells me that Milwaukee ends up getting an outstanding young player from somebody, and probably five firsts is like that. We just saw what's his name? We just saw Desmond Bane get traded for four firsts and two swaps. That's Desmond Bane. Thing about Giannis, you know, first of all, I don't think they're going to trade him, but I don't think we have what it takes.
I definitely think that, yeah, you made some good points, but I still would want to try and get those first round picks out of Brooklyn and then maybe just get a really solid role player and then maybe try and get some more picks down the line or something like that. Because Ace Bailey clearly doesn't want to be here. I mean, Jack mentioned about last night, and then Ace Bailey even pitched for the Mets, which is just crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I think we had a guy call that said that was a Rutgers thing to try to get it helps them with NIL and stuff like that. I hear you, Mike. I don't think so. The Brooklyn thing is interesting. I don't want two more picks out of this draft to slide five spots. I need a player in that situation. I need a player. I like the picks. It's fine, but the Sixers aren't going to. What is Sixers going to do with three rookies this year? You know, like if you get right. you get three picks in the three rookies,
and we just got the two guys last year.
We had Bona,
yeah,
three guys.
Who else we get?
Well, we get Justin Edwards was undrafted free agent.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah. Justin Edwards
and Jared McCain.
Yeah,
yeah. Hmm. So yeah, I don't know, but I think Brooklyn. I feel like Brooklyn could take back Paul George. I think they could. You know,
well. Let's get that done.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. All of a sudden, we might have different opinions on Daryl Morey on WIP.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
We might, yes.
You know? Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, okay?
What up, Andrew?
Hey, Spike, this is one of your biggest days of the year, I know. I don't have a lot of basketball knowledge, but here's what I think is going to happen. I don't mind trading back if we can land Trey Johnson. I think he's a great fit for our future. I think just looking at this team right now, we have a solid nine. Not great, not like above average nine that can go and get into the playoffs somehow if Embiid can play at an MVP level, maybe a top four seed. So I think Trey Johnson fits in the bench squad. I think McCain's going to be sixth man. I do think Grimes is going to get that starting spot at first, and it's going to be a battle. And they have to start Paul George because they can't waste the salary cap.
I agree with all those things. I think Jared McCain will come off the bench. I think he'll be the sixth man. I think the starting guards will be Grimes and Maxey. I'd be fine if they take Trey Johnson. I worry about his ability to contribute in the... I don't think he's a playoff contributor this year or anything, but probably whoever they take ends up not being a playoff contributor.
Well,
so
if you look at the big shots that he's hit in his short college career, I mean, he has that dog. He has that it factor. I mean, you see Maxey has it. McCain kind of showed a little last year, but we need a guy to bring the city back with basketball because it's all about football right now, which I love. But we need a guy like Trey Johnson to bring the city back and rally with the young guys to have this team likable again.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it. What do you think of Jack's desire to get Con Knipple?
To get what?
Exactly.
Con Knipple.
What?
There he is. There is the guy who wants to bring basketball back to Philadelphia.
Only one man can do it.
Yep. It's OK Andrew.
It's OK Andrew.
Yeah. All right. OK. Thank you for the call.
That was good. I mean, I feel like with OK Andrew.
Yep.
Yesterday, you had the meltdown about Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah. Who stinks.
You might have felt bad. Kind of like how you felt bad with Elliot last week.
Yes.
So you went easy on him.
I did.
You went easy on OK Andrew today.
I did. Yeah, I was.
Because I think your mentality is, you know, you build him up, tear him down.
Knock him down a few pegs.
Then you build him back up.
Well, the deal with OK, the weird thing about OK Andrew is he sounds so polite.
Sure.
But he gets a little like prickly if you disagree with him.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. He was like, he was giving me all these numbers on Aroldis Chapman, and I'm like, I think
you didn't
he's
see his baseball savant page.
I know about his baseball savant page, and he was like, I said, I think he's cooked, and he's like, well, you're in the minority. Okay, congratulations. Okay, thank you. This frigging guy.
Yeah, he got a little prickly with you.
A little prickly, you know.
He did
a little prickly, you know. Yeah. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, it's kind of startling when because he's not loud with it. He's just more or less.
No, he's got an attitude. I could see when we put him on the air live he had his hat backwards.
It's like when Austin here had his hat backwards.
Yes, Austin and the engineer.
Yeah. Yep. And we're like, that's not right.
Yeah, what's the attitude about?
What's the tune for?
Yeah, what's the attitude about here?
Why are you getting cocky?
So, new report out of Jake Fisher. Now, Jake Fisher writes with Mark Stein, the People's Insider. We had Jake on last week.
So, is that a bit? Because he said it four times
That's what Stein calls him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mark Stein calls him the People's Insider.
Okay, Jake Fisher, Philly guy.
Because, like, he grinded his way up. Of course, we have the, you know, the Shams of the world. And it used to be Woj, but Woj isn't there anymore.
Right.
So Mark Stein sort of frames him as the one for the people or
whatever. That's smart.
So a couple things from Jake. I believe the Sixers will make at least one more trade run at the number two overall pick by calling San Antonio again, something we've already reported that Philadelphia has attempted. Just as I also strongly believe that San Antonio has never strongly considered surrendering the pick and missing out on the chance to draft Harper. There was some thought that San Antonio would not want Harper as his fit with
Fox and
with De'Aaron Fox is not great and they want to be good this year.
Sure.
And, so
is Wemby fine? Is he going to be all right?
Well, that happens one more time. He doesn't play anymore.
No.
So
they might have to think about drafting like another star. I mean, because like if Wemby can't play.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, if Wemby can't play, it's over.
Yeah. I love Dylan Harper, though.
Dylan Harper's a good player. Also from Jake, I believe Philly will ultimately stand pat at three, barring a significant improvement in the offers from the teams below them that have pitched to date. I also believe the Sixers have strongly weighed selecting Ace Bailey, even though Bailey's representation has clearly attempted to steer the Rutgers star away from the Sixers' all-star filled lineup.
Bailey, I think that kind of turns Daryl on.
Yes, the fact that he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, I think that actually gets Daryl going a little bit.
Yep. Bailey would appear to be a strong on-court fit alongside Joel Embiid and Paul George would set him up to eat off catch-and-shoot opportunities and relentlessly attack closeouts. But it has been well chronicled that Bailey wants to land somewhere that he will have immediate on-ball, an immediate on-ball role of prominence. And finally, from Jake, I believe VJ Edgecombe, once you get past all of that Philly backstory, remains the likely top contender to go to the Sixers at three and has been for some time now.
Whoever they pick, I think, is going to end up getting traded.
So whoever they pick at three, you think it's a trade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like whether it's Edgecombe, I think someone wants to go get him. Yeah. Whether it's Ace Bailey, it's whoever wants that guy, and then they just trade back and take Knipple or Trey Johnson or maybe that Chris Bryant guy you said.
Yeah. Carter.
Carter Bryant. Yeah, I think ultimately the most likely is what Bill Simmons said. I think ultimately they take Edgecombe and trade him to Charlotte and get something out of Charlotte. That would be my guess. And then pick somebody at four, whether it's Johnson.
Now, out of Charlotte?
They could also trade back again.
Getting Brandon Miller?
No, I think they want to build with Brandon Miller.
Yeah.
Brandon Miller and LaMelo.
And LaMelo.
Loser. LaMelo's a losing basketball player.
Yeah. 100%.
Fun to watch.
Would again, be... the Jello might be the most talented ball brother.
Well,
all things considered.
He's not going to make as much money as those other two, though.
No, probably not.
How many rap songs he makes.
Yeah.
Well, I watched his video of him yesterday.
Yeah.
He put like Future's album, I think 2 albums ago,
yeah,
above Dr. Dre, like the GOAT.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
All
yeah
of these.
Wow.
I can just see you two just sitting there
obliterating.
Yeah. I don't even want him commenting on any albums from the 90s.
Yeah, honestly, I don't want anybody under 25
yeah,
commenting
exactly,
on,
yeah,
on any greatest list or whatever. Future. I'm sure he had Drake on his list.
Yep.
These doofuses. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jack?
What was that?
Yeah, a little snort action.
Yeah. So things that move the slowest when you have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Because I might have had a almost buzz situation.
Oh, I almost had one too in college.
On my way in
college,
here today.
Yeah.
This is today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinted in here.
Really?
Yeah.
But sprinted, like
a penguin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your knees were locked as you were sprinting.
A bit of a prairie dog situation.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
The top 5 of 5, the things that move the slowest when you're in traffic.
When you have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see if that one's on the list.
Yeah, well, it better be. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.